Dad, you know how you were saying I need to do more, be more, the whole fast fiber thing?
Yes.
Anyways, I saw that Vox is offering free standard installation and activation to the value of 3,000 rands.
That is a good deal.
With the money you save, I can buy some new skins for Fortnite. Talk about money in the bank.
With free activation to the value of 3,000 rand. Live smart. Hack life. Level up with Vox Fiber. Visit vox.co.za. T's and C's apply.
You're listening to Tech Central's Cars and Gadgets, the podcast that looks at the latest gizmos from smartphones to cars. Yes, cars and everything in between. I'm Duncan McLeod. I'm here today with Nafisa Akabor. How's it, Nafisa?
Hi, Duncan. Nice to be here again.
Good to see you again. So today we're talking about a very important smartphone from a company that's been having, I must say, quite a good year. If you look at their sales performance and their products, they've been winning market share all around. But by the same token, they've been having a very bad year, mostly thanks to geopolitical considerations and the fight they're having with the US government. I'm talking, of course, about the Chinese tech giant Huawei. And specifically, Nafisa and I are going to be talking today about their latest challenge to Samsung and Apple, and that's the P30 series, and specifically the P30 Pro, which has just gone on sale in South Africa. Like Samsung, Huawei does two high-end smartphone launches a year. There's the Mate series in the second half of the year, and the P series in the first half of the year. And since it's the beginning of the year, it's April already, but it's the first half of the year still. It's time for the latest P series devices, and they've announced a whole range of them, including the one that you are having a look at and reviewing, and that's the P30 Pro.
I do have it, Joe.
If you're watching the video version of this podcast, Nafisa's showing it off to the camera now, but we'll have a detailed look through it. You're welcome to hold it up to the camera there.
Okay, that's not good.
A bit bright on the camera screen.
But yeah, it's sleek.
Yeah. So, Nafisa, I presume you used the predecessor to the P30 Pro, the P20 Pro.
I did.
How do they compare? Is it a major step up?
So for me, it is a big difference because they went really big. As you can see, it's quite a large phone. If you have your Mate 20 nearby, it's very similar and on par with it. I think they're trying to go like really big for a standard phone. And I did struggle with it. It's 6.47 inches compared to the P20 Pro's 6.1.
Well, let's compare them. Yeah, that's
I think it's about like the same 0.2 size. Millimeter, if not a very little difference. They're like very similar. So if you are thinking, let me go for the bigger phone, you are going to be stuck for choice. Now, which one do you choose? I feel like it's just gotten that much more difficult to choose between the two.
Very similar. And so, in fact, it's slightly taller than the Mate 20.
Yeah.
And the width is about the same. So that's a big phone.
It is a big phone. Because now I have to use it with two hands. You know, I can't sort of reach on the top.
Yeah. But it looks good. Can you take the case off so we can have a proper look at it.
So one thing I did mention also in my write-up, it's very slippery. So if you want to hold it, I'm too scared to use it without the cover, so I have to put the cover onto it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is slippery. I like the design though. Is this the new multicolored one or is this
No. Unfortunately, that's just the black. Very shiny, but
is it black? It looks almost twilight in this light here.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, there it is, black in the camera.
But yeah, it's black. Yeah, it's not as eye-catching, obviously, as the other gradient ones. Well, I think Aurora now they call it. I'm not sure. There's a red one which is exclusive to Vodacom.
Of course.
Yeah, the burnt orange.
But it's a nice-looking phone.
It is a nice-looking phone with curved edges.
So it's a big step up. Did the P20 have curved edges? I can't remember. It's a big step up from the P20 by the looks of it.
It is a big step up. Also, one more thing I want to show you.
And
then there's no headphone jack on this phone. So the P20 Pro, another difference. They finally got rid of it. But it's only on the high-end P30 Pro. So the regular P30 and the Lite still have the headphone jack.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish the companies wouldn't do that. Although I've just invested in a brand new pair of headphones, in part because I'm getting frustrated with the carrying all these different dongles around, and each device needed a different dongle. So I just, after reading many reviews, I got this pair of Sony WH-1000XM3s.
Oh, I think I've seen a few journalists in America rave about it.
Yeah, the Verge and a couple of other sites have written very good reviews on it, and I got them, and they are stunning. Yeah. But that's a bit of an aside. We're here to talk about Huawei, not Sony today.
Yeah.
It's a good looking phone, I must say. How do you differentiate between this and the Mate series?
That's exactly it. I mean, unless you turn it around, you can just tell that the cameras are now, you know, looking very different, and there's a fourth camera. So if you flip it on the back, you can definitely tell the difference. But from the front, I mean, as long as the screens are locked, you can't really tell the difference. I mean, if you look at yours and mine.
Mm. Very similar, yeah.
The dewdrop notch, even you.
Dewdrop notch, yeah, that's quite cool.
That's one of the things I love about this, actually.
Can you switch it off?
You can turn it off, but as I mentioned in my review, if you point it into the camera, it didn't bother me enough to turn it off. So it's so minimal that it wasn't an irritation to my eye.
Yeah.
And typically, that was the first thing I did on all new Android phones I reviewed. I'd turn it off.
It's so small, notice it, that you don't actually need to switch it off, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why I actually kept it on. It didn't bother me.
On the Mate 20 Pro, it's a big square, on the Apple.
Yes. So and that was the one I disabled.
Yeah. No, it's quite nice. There are a lot of sensors that they pack in here.
They do.
Can you do a facial unlock with this phone?
I think you can, but I didn't set it up.
Okay.
For some reason, I only set up the fingerprint.
Yeah, but it's a clever design. I see there's rumors already circulating about the Mate 30 Pro, which is due out later this year.
Already?
And that's not going to have any notch teardrop notch. It's not going to have anything at all. What they're rumored to be doing instead is having a full screen, so no front-facing camera at all. And what they're going to do is they're going to have a screen on the back to allow you to take selfies.
No, that's too weird for me.
So about a third of the back of the phone will be a screen, and then
selfies.
You want to take a selfie, you just turn the phone around, and you can see yourself and that's a brilliant solution.
I was thinking more a little like one of those Chinese phones. I forget the name, Oppo maybe, or which is the one with the pop up little.
Yes, I think. It's
I thought
Oppo.
That's what they would do.
Yeah.
Okay.
But. I don't know. I think that's a point of potential breakage.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, at what you're saying, because if we're going quickly back to the Mate X, the folding phone, that's how you flip it around also. There's no front camera.
Mm.
It's also a case of using it as a viewfinder.
I think it's a good compromise, having a smaller screen on the back, and then you literally just have screen on the front, and it gets rid of that whole...
Yeah, but it's also a feature that everybody loves to take photos of themselves. They're not going to bother how they're taking the photos, so it might just work. It might just take off.
Yes.
It's like, this is the new design, just live with it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. But Huawei's been doing very well with its smartphones, certainly in the last year. And you've got some numbers, actually. They seem to be eating Samsung's lunch at the moment.
I know they shipped over 200 million phones last year.
Wow.
And I know Samsung's on the decline and they're on the rise, so... It's not good news for Samsung.
It isn't.
Separately about the Galaxy Fold, that's being another story.
I was about to bring up the Galaxy Fold. That is looking increasingly like a disaster for them.
But it's not. It doesn't. It is a disaster, not as bad as Note 7.
No.
But and they recovered from that. So I think they tried to launch a device that wasn't ready too soon.
Rushing into market to beat the competition. It'll be interesting to see if Huawei's equivalent has any issues.
I was wondering if they'd even be concerned about it, because from the little preview that we've got of the Mate X a few weeks ago, I was impressed with it. It didn't seem to have any issues, but like you said, you can't base it on such a short usage.
Mm.
And now look, 2 days the reviewers had the Galaxy and they're suffering.
Yes.
It was such a problem.
Yeah. I was chatting to Rachid van den Berg on the Talk Central podcast about this over the weekend, actually. And you'll remember that when both Huawei and Samsung introduced these folding phones, and I think they were showcasing them at Mobile World Congress, they made a very careful point of not allowing anyone to touch them. They were behind locked glass. And one wonders whether they knew these things were fragile.
Probably. They knew it wasn't ready for market, and they probably knew they couldn't afford anyone saying anything, here, I tried this and it didn't work, you know?
But
I think they're well aware of it.
They must have thought that they've got their eye on the issues out there, given that they felt they could send it to mainly US reviewers. Clearly, they weren't expecting what happened. What happened?
And incidentally, I don't know whether you followed it closely. Yesterday, when they announced the postponement, The Verge said 12 hours prior to that they asked Samsung, "Is it going to be delayed?" And they said no.
Hmm.
And then
they did.
Even with the local launch tonight, it's meant to be. And even yesterday, I WhatsApped the PR girl, and she said, "No, it's all going ahead." And
is that tonight? I got the invite to that. I haven't responded to it yet. It's happening this evening. Are you going?
The QLED is still taking place. The 8K
TV launch. Are they going to be showcasing the folding phone?
I don't think so. No, not from yesterday's statement.
Interesting.
So it was also a very last minute thing. I think they tried as much as they could to think they can get away with it. But anyway. Mm.
Interesting. That 8K TV is going to be fascinating. Are we ready for it? Do we need 8K TVs?
You know, I mean, we can't even afford to stream on 4K, some of us, you know. Just streaming normally is like, we're just getting there.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a bit too out there.
Well, the PlayStation 5, which is coming out next year, is reportedly going to support 8K gaming.
Yeah.
But it may be a bit early.
It is too early, I think, to worry about it.
But let us know what happens at the Samsung launch this evening. I'll be interested if they do showcase the folding phone.
I don't think so, but we'll see.
Yeah, my money would also be on them not doing so. Or maybe they'll have it there behind a glass cage. Hands off.
Probably.
All right, so take us through the P30 Pro. What's new in terms of design, in terms of, you've touched on the screen size, obviously being a big increase from the P20 Pro. We've got the dewdrop notch, no headphone jack.
No headphone jack.
But there's an underscreen fingerprint reader now first time.
Similar to the Mate 20, they introduced the in-screen fingerprint. It's also here. There's reverse wireless charging that's also here. And it has the same battery life as you, 4,200 milliamp hour. But can I quickly touch on that also?
Of course.
I found that the battery life on this is not the same as the Mate 20, even though they're the same capacity.
That's interesting.
Software
issues.
I think so.
Mm.
I keep getting messages, like when I use my normal apps on the Mate, I never killed anything. But when I use them as the same way I would, I don't kill it here, but I'm getting notifications telling me that Instagram is using a lot of power and then I must kill it. And then,
oh, I get that a lot on the Mate 20 Pro.
Really?
Actually. Yeah, it warns me about WhatsApp in particular.
Oh, okay. Mm. Maybe I changed the settings then. Maybe on that one I had it on that little leaf, you know, which is the leaf on the bar. Probably. Okay. I just thought that was odd. I don't normally get that. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But so I feel that I need to charge. If I'm going out in the evening, I just make sure that I do have enough charge.
Yeah.
But it does have a supercharge feature, which I found useful when I went on a business trip and there was only one 2-pin plug in my room, my hotel room. So I charged the iPhone overnight, and in the morning I knew immediately, like in half an hour, this will charge to 70%, and it did. It really helps.
Yes. That supercharging feature is amazing.
I love it.
It's absolutely amazing. I do wonder what the long-term impact is on the health of the battery. But.
Well, historically, Huawei's batteries haven't been an issue. I haven't heard any like swelling or anything, so I think they seem to have got it down right. I trust it.
Yeah. So 4,200 milliamp hour battery. It really is similar, very similar to the to the Mate 20 Pro.
Maybe I just need to tweak the way I use the phone and just be more efficient.
Mm. How does the pricing compare to the Mate 20 Pro?
18,999, and yours is, I think, 21,999.
No, it's not that expensive.
Oh.
The price has come down, actually, quite significantly. I think you can pick one up now on online retailers for about 15,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then it's this is obviously more expensive.
But the price will drop as well, quite quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would expect in a few months it's going to be sub 15,000 rand.
Probably, because if you see as each one comes.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's also not forget the cameras.
Yes, let's talk about the all-important
cameras.
The
main thing. I think, they emphasize a lot on the cameras since launch. And it is quite something, I must say. If you can see through here, there's four lenses, 1, 2, 3, and a little time of flight lens. So
time of flight lens, what is that?
So the Xbox Kinect used to have it. It measures depth. This is like the first major mainstream smartphone to have it. I think some of the Chinese ones had it, the previous ones that we don't get here. But yeah, so if you want to do bokeh shots, it can tell. Like if you have a row of glasses, as we saw at the launch, if you open up, you can decide which one to focus on. Mm-hmm. So it gives you that kind of, you know, you tap the screen to focus and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And it also works in augmented reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And portrait shots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
there's four lenses on the back and a flash. That's pretty impressive.
And quickly on the time of flight, my portrait photos are actually getting better because you can see the little hairs. You know, I have little hairs. Like just people would have their fine hairs. And you can actually see each strand. So I think it definitely makes a difference.
And does it do super macro as well?
Yes, it does.
That super macro mode is so cool.
I must actually show you a photo. So the super macro... I just want to quickly show you. Like you can see the droplets in the droplets.
You're really going to have to watch the video version of this podcast. Just want to get that.
There we go. You can see the little dots in the droplet, each one. So that's
incredible.
Insane.
That's amazing.
Can you see?
That is incredible detail.
That's like not possible on another smartphone, definitely.
That's amazing camera tech.
Although, that's just one of the lenses. Also, so the main one is a 40 megapixel.
Same as the Mate 20.
Same as the Mate 20. Mm. But so this time around, they say the color is RYYB, which is red, yellow, blue, instead of RGB. They claim the yellow filters bring in 40% more light. I believe that because I don't know whether you've got a chance to see some of the night shots. It's incredible.
No, I haven't.
I do have some here, but I also find at the same time, it's a bit, I wouldn't say fake, but you can tell it looks slightly processed and it has like an extra HDR effect. So I took some pictures at a restaurant. It wasn't very well lit. This is a night mode shot.
That's impressive. Let me show that to the camera as well. That's very impressive. So that was
taken in a dimly lit restaurant. And I can, if you just flip through,
yeah,
that's the regular mode. So, oops.
Right.
I don't know if you can tell, but yeah, it's a very big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. That's super impressive. I don't think it's going to come across so well on the webcam, but that is that's startlingly good. And this is taken on the 40 megapixel lens.
So obviously what they say about this RYYB sensor, it definitely works. I can see it. And when I initially thought the Mate 20 Pro, the P20 Pro had such an amazing night mode, you don't think, wow, can they even get better? But they actually did.
That's impressive. And the colors are not overly saturated.
No.
It looks like a natural image, even though it was taken in dark conditions. Very impressive.
Yeah, so another camera is the 20 megapixel ultrawide. With the ultrawide, I don't know whether you recall, like on the Mate 20 when I traveled, I took very nice photos of buildings. It's nice for that because you can get more in the shot.
Yeah.
And I think an ultrawide lens should be standard now on all smartphones, you know? Like when you're traveling, you want to get everything in the shot. You don't want to move like a few meters behind, or you want to pack in as much as you can, especially if you're sharing on social.
Yes.
So I do see the benefit of it. Mm-hmm. Although sometimes it depends on what you take. You don't want to also look distorted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, there's benefits to that. And the third, the final one. Okay, we touched on three lenses.
Mm-hmm.
The last one is my favorite one. It's the periscope lens. It's an 8-megapixel telephoto. It's at the bottom. I don't know whether you can see properly here. It's the square lens at the bottom. If I can just, that one. It's a square shape.
Right.
So, yeah, it's like a periscope lens, and it does the fancy zooms. So, I don't know whether you got a chance to see the picture of the moon. Actually,
I didn't.
So, it does 5x optical zoom, which is first for a smartphone, which is amazing.
5x optical, okay.
Yeah, and then it does an 10x lossless zoom, which they say lossless, but I definitely see there's a difference in quality. It's not lossless.
Are they claiming lossless because they're cropping the image?
Yeah, they are, and they're saying the quality is the same, but it's not.
It's not, okay.
So for the first time in my life, I got to take a photo of the full moon that looks like the moon, not just a white dot in the sky.
Oh, wow.
We'll put this on the review, but I mean, if you look at it, I was amazed I took that photo, but it's all the camera.
That's a smartphone, that's amazing.
I even took one on the Mate 20 to compare. It was just a tiny dot, and it was such a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, if you compare, but...
You can't see the...
Maybe we can embed it
on the
review.
Webcam, you can't see the craters on the moon.
I still can't believe I took that photo.
That's amazing.
That's a 50x digital zoom.
That's probably...
The max.
That's probably a better shot than I'd get with my DSLR.
Really? No way.
Even with a 300mm lens, I probably wouldn't get a shot that good.
Okay, I don't know that much about your camera, but really?
Well, certainly handheld.
Okay.
Certainly handheld.
I'd
have to put it on a tripod and all the rest of it to get an image that clear.
So, yeah, I was very impressed with the zoom. Also, I mean, I don't want to call it a creep camera, but you don't really want to be zooming into your neighbor's buildings or just, you know, buildings nearby and, like, trying to see how much you can get in or spy on people. That's not good. We don't recommend that. But, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it's capable of, you know, crazy enough.
Impressive. Very impressive.
So, yeah, it's the square one in the back. And so, yeah, this camera actually brings so many features into your pocket that you never thought would be possible on a smartphone.
Yeah.
It's really changing everything.
Yeah. That's impressive. So, how much storage does it have?
So they bumped up the storage to 256 gigs now on the P30 Pro.
That's the base.
Yeah.
Can you get a bigger version than that?
I think you can. 512.
Not necessarily in this market, though.
Oh, I'm not sure about if it goes up to... No, you can.
You can?
You can.
Okay.
I think it's 512.
Mm-hmm.
I think. But it's also expandable now with their nano memory, their own little...
Oh, their own proprietary storage, which no doubt is quite expensive. I haven't seen it on sale yet.
I also haven't seen it, but it's also the secondary SIM slot. Should we touch on that a bit? How Vodacom and MTN are just blocking this option.
Yes, I've heard that. I've heard that. I didn't know MTN was doing it, but I saw someone tag me in a thread on Twitter the other day saying that he bought a he bought he bought the Mate 20 Pro, and the sales assistant at Vodacom apparently told him that yes, it's a dual SIM phone, you can use both SIM ports. We got it home, only to discover that Vodacom had blocked the second SIM. I saw Vodacom on Twitter saying that this is necessary from a security perspective, which is such obvious rubbish.
I've never in my life heard such a reason. A security for what?
Who knows?
Does the second SIM have a virus? It's so ridiculous.
It's completely ridiculous. They're blocking it because they're worried about competition.
It's actually crazy. This is such a good phone. It's giving you the dual SIM. You've got a fancy camera, and now these networks are like really stopping you from...
So is MTN doing this as well?
Well, as far as I know, they don't support dual SIM. And when I inquired about Mate 20 specifically with Huawei, they said Telkom and Cell C are the ones carrying the dual SIM where it works. I haven't spoken to MTN about the P30 Pro specifically, but I imagine if they changed it,
dual SIM phones, and it's just that the second SIM is disabled.
Well, specifically with this, because of that nano memory slot, it has to be there.
Of course.
It appears they're probably blocking it.
What are they so scared of? Honestly, I mean, they're actually telling their customers, we're going to disable this customer-friendly feature in this device because we don't want you to use another network.
It's insane. And they're probably relying on the people who have contracts to just keep staying with them because they need it for business. Mm.
And I bet you if you buy this prepaid or buy it cash from Vodacom, that second SIM will still be disabled.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's no doubt about that.
So it's not a case necessarily of them saying, well, actually, we subsidize the handset cost and therefore we can't have you roaming on another network on the same device. And maybe at a stretch, they have an argument there.
Yeah.
But if they're going to sell this to you prepaid, or if you buy this phone cash, even if you're going onto a contract, then they've got no justification whatsoever to block that second SIM.
Yeah, I mean, you're better off buying it through another network just to have that functionality and then put your SIM back on it.
And in the process, they're shooting themselves in the foot, right?
They are. Mm. But overall, it is a good phone. Oh, one of the features that bugged me, well, there is a software issue here. Yeah. On the camera, randomly it'll tell me it could not connect to camera and it'll just crash on me and close. I had that happen a few times. Every day I'm trying to search for a security update or some update and I haven't found any. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that a security fix or just an update would fix it.
Yeah. So your overall thoughts compared to what else is available in the market? Would you consider this over, say, a Samsung Galaxy S10 or an iPhone?
If people are in the market and the smartphone photography is important to them, I definitely tell them to get this phone. Although it can be difficult to convince iPhone customers to switch over.
Well, I was about to say one of the reasons people always bought iPhones was because of the great quality of the camera. Mm. Is that no longer
I don't think
a
that's
point?
The thing anymore, because when people I speak to, they're like, no, they just want the best camera. And they're like, people are telling me they don't mind switching. So it appears that more people are more into the camera now, which is, I think, Huawei just knows that. And that's why they put this in your pocket.
So ultimately, you would stay with Apple because you like iOS?
Yeah, for people who are on it, yeah.
Mm. Interesting. And versus the Galaxy S10?
I have to admit, there's no chance against it. I mean, if you look at what this camera can do.
So who wins?
The Huawei.
Okay.
Yes, I'm saying there's no competition with the Samsung.
Okay.
I've had somebody ask me, she said she's ready to buy a Samsung or a Huawei, and I told her, if you're interested in photography, it's the P30. She bought one already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
And she was a Samsung person, so...
Yeah.
It just shows that people are not loyal anymore.
Yeah.
They're just going for...
If they ever were.
Who's giving the best features. Yeah, and in this case, it's the camera.
Yeah. Fascinating. I'm really looking forward to the Mate 30 Pro launch later this year to see what they do there, because clearly, I mean, if you look at this device, they're going to have to... Their competition increasingly is becoming themselves.
Exactly, because it's obviously taking a bunch of good features there, putting it here, taking what's working here, and then to the next one... You know, it's a good thing.
Mm.
Bettering themselves.
I must say, I feel kind of sorry for our fellow colleagues over in the US who can't easily get access to these devices because they are very good.
Yeah. Every time I watch their reviews, I'm like, oh, this is the Pixel has the best camera. Sure, we haven't played with it, but I'm thinking to myself, but you haven't played with the Huawei, you know, like to compare.
Yeah.
Or like you're missing out.
Yeah. Yeah. A remarkable rise of this
Definitely.
Company. Definitely. So that's the Huawei P30 Pro. It's available immediately, right?
Yeah, on networks. I don't know whether we mentioned Huawei got their own online store now. So anybody wants to buy a dual SIM phone that works on both the slots, maybe get it at the Huawei store.
What is the URL?
It's huaweistore.co.za. Mm-hmm. It does read like iStore. Huaweistore.
Yes. .co.za.
Yeah,
cool.
18999.
A friend of mine helped build that site, actually.
Okay. Oh, the Mastech runs it.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. You can check out Nafisa's full review of the Huawei P30 Pro on Tech Central. That review is up, and we'll be posting it alongside this video podcast. And the audio podcast, of course, will be available as usual through your favorite podcatcher. Just search for Tech Central in Apple Podcasts or Pocket Casts or Spotify or whatever you happen to use as your podcatcher. As always, thanks for joining me on the Cars and Gadgets podcast, Nafisa.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Cheers.
Okay, bye.